Daf Pei. So we got to the last three lines of Ayin Tes Mem Beis. We're still talking about different halachas of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, and Tumah V'Tahara. So the Gemara now says, after talking about Mechsa, that whole discussion from yesterday, where there's Kirov or Einu Kirov, the Gemara says, Gufa HaReisha, Yu Yisrael, Mechsa Taharon, U Mechsa Tmeim. Let's say it's 50-50. So the din was, we said yesterday's daf, Halalu Osim Nalatsim, Halalu Osim Nalatsim. Each one does it on their own. The half their Tamei, do it Betumah, and half their Tara, do it in Tara. In Tara. So now let's say, Hayu Tmeim Otun Ala Taharon, let's say there are more people that are Tamei than Taharon, Afilu Echad Yasir Betumah. Even though it's one over, it's 50, let's talk people, percentages, 51 people to 50 people, for example, just one person more than Tumah, and that's Tameh, than Tahor, the din is, Yasub Tumah, the Fisha'in, carbon, Tzimur, Chalak, because the carbon, Tzimur is not Chalak. Once you have Rove, actual Rove of Tameh people doing a Tumah, that tips the scale even if people who are Tahor, and everybody, the entire Tzibur, Tameh, Vitam, or Har people, could do a Tumah, carbon, Tzibur, Chal. You can't distinguish once you have an actual majority. They dictate what's going to be for the rest of the Tzibur. So the Gemara now says that's all the opinion of the Tanakhama here. But Rabbi Elazar ben Basya Omer, Ein hayachid machria es a tzibur l'tumah. He does not believe that one person will tip the scale. You need at least two people to tip the scale. Why not? Why is one person not sufficient to tip the scale? Shenemar, the pasuk says, lo sochla lizbach es a pesach be'echad sherecha. You can't shech the pesach just because of one person. Rashi explains the drash on the top of daf peh here. Lo suchal lizbach es a pesach be'echad b'shvil yachid lo siz bechana. Because of just one person, that's not going to change the din of zvicha. One person shouldn't cause it, just like we have Achrid Abim Lahatos. The Gemara says that this is Parsha, that we learn that it comes to Rove of Dinin Nefashini, Rove people to say that person is a Chai Misa. You need at least two people to tip the scale. In a similar way, when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, you need not one person, but two people to tip the scale. That's the Drasha. While the Tanakhama says one person can tip the scale, here Rabbi, who is this? Rabbi Elazar ben Masi says you need two people to tip the scale. Then the Gemara quotes, two lines down, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Shevet Echad Tamei, Vishar Kol Shvatim Tehorin, Halalu Osin Latzman, Vahalalu Osin Latzman. He felt if one Shevet is individually, if they are Tamei, that entire Shevet would have their carbon Pesach Betumah separately, and the other 11 Shvatim would do it Betara. My time, what was the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Kesavar Shevet Echad Ikre Kal. He holds that one Shevet is called a Kal. They're considered their own independent Kal, and therefore they would do it separately while the other Karban, other Shvatim would do it separately. Just look at Rashi. Rashi quickly says, two lines down, Ikre Kal. Umilsa ben Perak Bohorios, well, Meseches Horios, Mefarsh Bohorios, I guess. Dekamar Le Rachman Le Yaakov Goy Ve Kal Goyim Ye Mimcha Ve Kfar Noldu Lo Kol Shvatim Chutz Me Binyamin. So the pasuk said, you're going to have a kal come from you. But everyone's born other than Binyamin. Elamai, we see Binyamin as a separate shevet. It was called the kal. Each shevet is called a kal. Hilkach shevet echad chashuv ketzibur. Lo midche l'sheni. They will not be pushed off until Pesach Sheni. That's Rabbi Shimon's understanding. Now there's a
rov shevet or full shevet?
It doesn't discuss it right now. So l'chor would be rov at least. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu shevet echad tameh, vishar kol shvatim Tehorin Yasu Betumah. So he holds that even if one Shevet is Tamei, so the din would be that not only would that one Shevet do it Betumah, but everyone would do it Betumah. Why? Because She'ain Karban Tzibur Chal. You can't have it split up in half. So what does that mean? Rabbi Huda explains that he savar Shevet Echad Ikre Kal. He holds, number one assumption is that each Shevet is called a Kal. But not only is it called a Kal, but even though percentage-wise it doesn't make sense, but at least halachically, havlu palgo palgo. We view that kal as a half of the tzibur, and the other shvatim as the half of the tzibur. Vein carbon tzibur chalak, you can't divide a carbon tzibur in half, you can't half do tumah and half tara, and therefore avde kula betumah, all of them will have to do betumah. Those are four different opinions, what to do of, really two. First, the machlokas was about one or two people tipping the scale, and the second machlokas is if one shevet is considered independent, or they consider it actually as a 50% of the entire tzibur. How that works exactly, it's a big chiddush, but that's how Rabbi Yehuda understands. So now the Gemara wants to understand more cases, more scenarios of 50-50 cases. So Itmar, Hayu Yisrael Mechza Torim Umechza Tamem. Let's say half the tzibur is Tahor, half the tzibur is Tamei. So Amarav, Rav says, Metamin Echad Mehen Besheret. What we should do is, you should willingly have someone become Tamei, and now tip the scale to be two people. So the Gemara says, tip it to one person. 50-50, tip it to now 51%. So Vamai, why is that the case? Navdu hanu l'chudayu, hanu l'chudayu. Why don't we have each 50% do their own karban? Do we not say in the name of Rav himself, the ha'amar Rav, halalu osin latzman v'halalu osin latzman. We allow each independent group 50% tuma du betuma and 50% betari du betara. So why does he say make one person tamer? So the Gemara explains, amri hachad b'mayaskinan could go and try you tamein otven al ha'torin echad, because it's a situation where the 51 people who are tamei and 50 people who are Tower, since only one person that's Tameh, you have to tip the scale to have at least two people. See, Hachi, that's the case, the Gemara says, Havala Ruba Tameim, Nabdi Kula Batuma. So I just answered the question already, but the Gemara says if 51 people are Tameh, 50 are Tower, so shouldn't that be enough to tip the scale? Isn't that Rov Tameh? And the Gemara says, no, because he holds Havala, Kurabulaz bin Masya, the Amar Eina Yachin Machriyas at Sibur Latuma. One person isn't enough to tip the scale. You need a second person, so you make a guy Tame Tumas Sheretz, and now you have two people who are more than Tahar, two people more that are Tame than that are Tahar, and that's able to tip the scale. So then the Gemara says, Ihach, if that's the case, if it's a case where there's only one more person who's Tame than Tahar, which means that you can't tip the scale until the second person, so why tip the scale? Why not leave it as is? Hadar Kushil Adukhtai, the question goes back to the initial question, Navdu Hanul Chudayu, Hanul Chudayu. Meaning if it's 51 people to 50 people, then they're considered independent groups now, so have these people do Batumah and these people to do Tara. Why make one more person Tameh that everybody has to do Batumah? So the Gemara answers that Ela Hachi Kamar. The Gemara says, in theory, I Katana, the Savala Katana Kama, Damer Palga Palga Lo of the Kula Batumah. If there is an opinion out there that holds, like the Tana Kama, that you do not split the Tzibur in half, you can't have 50-50. So that 50-50 cannot do all together. The Savalak Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Ein Echad, Ein Carbon Tzibur Chalak. You also hold that the Carbon Tzibur is not Chalak. You can't divide the two in half. Mitamen Echad Mehem Bisharet. You have to mitame Bisharet. Because what would happen here is, if you look here at Rashi explains, Eli Yehacha Kamar. Li'ola Mechza Mechza Dafka Katani. We're talking about a case 50-50 exactly. Rav says, "I mishkachas tana de islay ketana kama the amar paga paga lo avde tahorin betuma." That if there's an opinion that if it's 50-50, the tahor people cannot do betuma, keda katani halalu osin latzman, that each person in each group does their own, and they also hold kreb Yehuda the amar ein carbon tzibur chalak, that you can't divide a tzibur in half; it's either all or nothing. Michi avet kal betuma brishon. So once the kal does the rishon pesach rishon betuma, lo maflik lemeved torin betara. It won't allow the 50% who are tower to do a betara. Das lechag, you can't half them do it separately. Sheganai hadavar de muchacha milsa behedia kishin azarin elum elum. What's wrong with having half do tower, half doing tame? Because it looks like these people were not so careful with keeping themselves, tower. They made themselves tame. It's a ganai hadavar. So if there's an opinion out there that holds you can't have them separately, they have to all do it together or not do it together. So then what do? So if it's a situation, what you would do is you make one more person tame, tumas sheretz, and now he tips the scale to rov tuma, and then everyone's able to do it together. So that's this theoretical scenario that Rav creates. So now the Gemara says, Ula has a different approach. Ula says, instead of making a person tame, I have a better idea. Ula amar, mishalchin echad mehem lederech rochoka. Let's send the guy far away. So now it goes from 50 people to 49 people who are not roi for the karbon, and 50 people who are tower. So the 50 people who are tower will tip the scale. You do a betara, and the miut now who are the miut of tuma will be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's the suggestion. Again, Mishalchin Echemem L'Derech Rechoka. I think this is the first time we're seeing Derech Rechoka come up in the Gemara. We've been discussing tuma betara. Here's the suggestion of Derech Rechoka. So Gemara asks, why did Ula take that approach? Why was he not satisfied with being metame to masheretz? Vitamenu bisheretz. So why don't we take the approach of Rav and make one guy to masheretz to tip the scale that it's rov toma? So Gemara explains, kasavar shochten vizorkin al tame sheretz. He holds that you are allowed to actually shech the carbon for someone who's tame sheretz, even though Ruvain is tame to masheretz. Right now he's tame, but since by the evening, tuma sheretz is only tumas erev, it's only one day. By evening, he'll be tahor. He'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach, even though right now, Er Pesach, he's Tameh. You're allowed to shecht him for today because you can't anticipate. But Laila, he'll be right. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shochten v'zorkin al Tameh Sheretz, ho v'chazi l'urta. Since by evening he'll be tahor, hilkach ein machrir es atzibor l'tumah. He cannot tip the scale of its tumah sheret. So that's why he was not satisfied with Rav's suggestion of being metame tumah sheret. So Gemara says, okay, so tumah sheret doesn't work, but why not vitamenu b'meis? Why not make him tumah meis? Because tumah meis is tame 7 days. So he certainly won't be permitted that evening, and that will certainly tip the scale. Then you have 51 people who are tumah meis, and then you could do kul b'tumah. So Gemara says the problem with being metamei tumas meis, although it helps with the Karban Pesach, and you have a chance to bring the Pesach right now, it won't help b'necheyu atav mechagigaso. But now he's tumas meis, so tumas meis is able to bring a Karban Pesach, but he's not able to bring a chagiga. So you're causing this guy Reuven, who yesterday was able to bring chagiga, but now that he's tumas meis, he can't bring the chagiga anymore. So you're pushing him off from that mitzvah. So that's not right. So Gemara says, Hashanami b'necheyu atav mepischo. But if you don't make him Tameh, so now he's not able to, half the Tibur can't bring the Karban Pesach now, because they're stuck, because only 49 people, only 50% are right now Tameh. Once you tip the scale to make 51% Tumah, they can bring Karban Pesach. But if you don't tip the scale, those 50% people are not able to bring the Pesach Rishon. So, granted, if I'm Tahor and I become Tameh, I can't bring the Chagig anymore. But at the same time, everybody else who's Tameh can't bring Pesach Rishon now, so maybe it's better for me to become Tameh as a Yachid and Misach Machigiga so everybody could bring the Pesach Rishon today. So Gemara says no. Because Efshir, the Ovid B'Sheni. So the possibility is even though he can't bring a Pesach Rishon right now, all those who are Tameh Meis, they still have a chance Pesach Sheni. So if I miss my Chagiga, I miss it entirely. But you miss your Pesach Rishon, you can still make it up. So let me, as Reuven, I'm Tahor, let me remain Tahor, let me bring my Pesach as Betara, let me bring my Chagiga, and you guys who are all Tamei, tough luck for you guys, you'll have your second round, in another month you'll bring your Pesach Sheni. So Gemara asks a question. So wait a second. But this guy, Efshir Nami, Efshir De'Aved Bishri, Havalei Shemini Shalom, the din is, Chagiga can be brought any day of the 7 days of Pesach. So if the guy is Tamei, Tumas Meis, Erev Pesach, that means the seventh day is the sixth day of Pesach, which means the seventh day of Pesach is the Tumas Meis guy's eighth day, he's Tahor. I mean, the guy who's Tumas Meis Erev Pesach will be Tahor by the last day of Pesach, and you're able to bring the Chagiga last day of Pesach, so he's not entirely pushed off. So Gemara says, no, Kesavar Ula Kula Tashlumim Derishoninu. All of them, all the days, all the remaining days of Pesach, in terms of bringing Chagiga, are all a makeup for day one. So what does that mean? So the Gemara explains, the Chazab Rishon, Chazab Kula. If a guy was right to bring the carbon day one and he didn't, he can make up the next day, or the next day, or the next day. But that's only if he was right to bring on day one, because they're all make up for day one. But Chol Hecha de Lo Chazab Rishon, if he wasn't right to bring on day one, like this guy who was Tamei Meis, he wasn't right on day one, then Lo Chazab Kula, then the remaining days cannot be a Tashlumim. So since they hold like Ula, that all the days are a Tashlumim for the Yom Rishon, and since he wasn't right Yom Rishon, he cannot actually make it up on the last day. So if he were to become Tamei, he would miss out on bringing Chagiga that particular year. So the Gemara then says, okay, after Ula makes this very nice suggestion, Amr Le, Rav Nachman, Ziluv Amr Le, Ula. So Rav Nachman says to Ula, so you go tell Ula, Man Sayas, who's going to listen to you? De Akar Siche, who's going to uproot his, how do they say in English, their tent? Who Mashchenu V'rat, and going to live outside Der Chachoka. Who's going to be the guy who's going to raise his hand? Who wants to be that guy? Who wants to go? I understand a guy will become Tumas Sheret, it's fine. But to make the guy, his family's in Yerushalayim, and now I want you to go for the next few days to live away from your family, who's going to listen to you? You're not going to find the guy. It's a very nice theoretical suggestion, but practically, no one's going to listen to you. So it's a very interesting shot, because Ari, I find it always interesting when you learn a sugya, and the Achramim bring riyas from places you never would have guessed. Shaka's Ari is talking about a very well-known machlokas Rishonim, whether or not there's simcha b'deraisa b'zman hazeh, simcha tziyamtav, does it exist b'zman hazeh or not. So Tosas writes in Psachim later on, in the Arvei Psachim, that simcha is only with shlamim, only with the karbam, but b'zman hazeh, simcha is only midirabanim. But the Rambam holds that simcha would be a deraisa, even though ideally with karbam shlamim is the best way to fulfill it, but still you could fulfill other means as well. You could mekayim simcha midiraisa, simcha tziyamtav midiraisa in other ways. He goes to lists if you give kids candies, if you give women clothing and jewelry, those are also fulfillments of Simcha's Yamtiv on a deraisa level. So Shah Gazari tries to prove this from this Gemara that Simcha's Yamtiv is Midiraisa with even with other Sharminim, even outside of Karbanos. How in the world does he get that from this Gemara? So he says, Because if it's true that the only way to get Simchas Yom Tov is with a karban, so why didn't the Gemara say if you push him off and make him live elsewhere, he's missing out on Simchas Yom Tov Midiraisa? The Gemara doesn't make that suggestion. The only concern with the karban Chagiga. But what about Simchas Yom Tov? Elamai, it must be that you could still fulfill Simchas Yom Tov even if he lived away from the Yushlaim and he couldn't get a karban. You could still get Simchas Yom Tov by other means, by Basar and Yayin. So that's why the Gemara only suggested the problem of the Chagiga he misses out on. But with regard to Simchas Yom Tov, that could still be accomplished even without karbanos. Fine. The Gemara now says another scenario of different percentages of people who are Tamei and Tahor. So Gemara says as follows. Itmar. Hayu ruban zavin umiyuton tumei mesim. So we haven't addressed so much about Tumah Zav. Tumah Zav, if a person Tumah Zav on Pesach Rishon, he has the opportunity to make it up Tumah on Pesach Sheni. But at the same time, even though he gets put off the Pesach Sheni, he's not able to be part of the calculation of when you're trying to figure out whether Rov is Tamei Meis for Pesach Rishon, that they're able to bring the carbon b'tumah, we don't take into account Tumah Zav, only Tumah Meis. So although Tumah Zav cannot bring Pesach Rishon, he has opportunity for Pesach Sheni, we don't make him part of the calculation of do we have Rov or not. So let's say there's 50% Tumah Meis, and then there's Zav on top of that, we don't add the Tumah Zav on top of the Tumah Meis to tip the scale.
He doesn't go at all.
So the Gemara then says, Itmar, Hayu Ruban or Zavin Umiyoton Tumei Mesim. Let's say Rov the Tzivor is Tumah Zav, and Tumah Zav Birov is not able to be Doche, and you don't bring Pesach Rishon, and the Tumei Mesim are the minority. So what happens? Amar Rav. Osen Tumei Mesim, Ein Osen Lo Berishon Velo Bersheni. In this particular case, in this situation, that Rov the Tzivor is Zav, and the Miut is Tumei Mes, the Tumas Mes do not bring a Pesach Rishon this year, nor do they bring a Pesach Sheni. Why not? Rishon lo avdu, they can't bring the Rishon to have a miyuta, they're only a minority. Even though Rov of the Tzibur is a Zav, we don't take into account Tumah Zav. So since they're only a miyut of Tumah Meis is not Docha Rishon. Umiyuta lo avdu b'Rishon. And why can't they do Tumas Meis? Why can't they do a Sheni, Pesach Sheni? B'Sheni nami lo avdu, because kol heicha dav di Tzibur b'Rishon of the Yachad b'Sheni. The klal is, the only time Pesach Sheni is available is if the Tzibur did the Karm Pesach Rishon, so then Yechidim could do a Pesach Sheni. But if it's a situation called Heicha de Lo Avdi Tzibur Rishon, when the Tzibur was not able to do the Karm Pesach Rishon, then Lo Avid Yachid B'Sheni, then the Yachid can do Sheni. So since in this case, Rov of the Tzibur was Avim, so only a Miut of the Torim did Pesach Rishon, not a Tzibur, only Yechidim did Pesach Rishon. Since Yechidim did Pesach Rishon, a Tumei Meis cannot do Pesach Sheni. In this particular situation, that year, the Tumei Meis people cannot bring any Karim Pesach. That's what the statement says. So Gemara then says, Amr lo Shmuel. Shmuel says, Zilu, Amr le, go tell whoever, Rav, who said this statement, go tell Abba, V'yas, the Pasuk says, V'yas b'nei sel to Pesach b'mo'ado, so my Abdislai. The Pasuk says that the Bnei Yisrael have to do Karim Pesach with Ma'ad at the right time. What are you going to say in this situation? How are you going to, a whole year is going to go by and they're not going to do it, the Karim Pesach? Ma'ad sounds like the Tumas Meis people have a chance to make it up. And how can you say that this year they're not going to bring any Pesach, not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni? So Rav says, not a problem. Amar Lahu, Zila Amrila, you go back and tell Shmuel that Kiyava Kulu Zavin Mai Avdislei. What's going to happen if the entire Tzibor is Zavin? So you're going to let the Tumah Zav to be Docha Pesach Rishon? We never have a case where Tumah Zav is Docha Pesach Rishon. It doesn't work that way. So Ela, Kevin de lo Efsher. So since when the entire Tzibor is Tumah Zav, you can't go ahead and bring the Pesach Rishon, it's not possible. Here as well, Hachanami Lefsher. I mean, there are possibilities or the situations where it's impossible to satisfy everybody. And since in this situation, the Tumah Meis are mute, they're not able to be Docha Pesach Rishon, and since Tzibor didn't bring their Pesach Rishon, they can't bring Pesach Sheni. You have these scenarios. Sometimes it's impossible to satisfy every single situation. And that's his response. And therefore, he's very satisfied that this would be the din, and it would not be going against this particular pasuk. So now the Gemara says another scenario. Itmar, last six lines of the Amud here. Itmar hayu ruban tamei mesim umiyuton zavin. Let's say now, Rov of the Tzibor tamei mes. And we know when Rov is tamei mes, so they can be Docha Pesach Rishon. So this is a situation where you bring Pesach Rishon b'tumah. But we said Tumah Zav do not get drawn along. There, Tumah Zav cannot bring the Pesach Rishon. They have Pesach Sheni opportunity in general. But the Gemara wants to know, in a situation where the Pesach Rishon is brought b'tumah, do the Zavim still have a chance of Tashumim? In a regular year, if the Karbanos Pesach Rishon are brought b'tara, Tumah Zav have a chance for Pesach Sheni. But what if this case, if the Pesach Rishon is brought b'tuma, do the Zavim still have the chance of Pesach Sheni? That's the Shaila here. So the Gemara explains that again, Ruban Tumei Mesim, which means they brought the Pesach Rishon, the Miutan Zavim, but the minority of Zavim, who cannot bring Pesach Rishon, can they make it up on Pesach Sheni? Rav Huna Amar, Ein Tashumim LePesach, Haba b'tuma. He thinks that there's no Tashumim of Pesach Sheni if Pesach Rishon was brought b'tuma. We'll see why. Rav Adabar Ava felt Amar, he felt that even though Pesach Rishon was brought b'tumah, they still have a chance, the Zavim still have the chance of bringing Pesach Sheni. So what's Machlokas? So Neima, B'hakim Mifli. Let's explain that this Machlokas, Rav Huna, versus Rav Adabar Ava, is about the following. The man that damar ain tashumim b'pesach, I'll say outside first actually. They're arguing that tumah d'chuy b'tzibor or tumah hutra b'tzibor. If you assume tumah hutra b'tzibor, that means the Tumei Mesim that brought the carbon Pesach Rishon, we view them as being Tahor. If you say Hutcher B'tzibur, which means it was a regular year of the carbon Pesach coming B'tara, and you have the classic cases of Tashlumim. But if you assume that Tuma D'chuyi B'tzibur, that even though the Tumei Mesim brought the carbon Pesach Rishon, but we still acknowledge them as being Tamei, and this is not a classical year of people bringing B'tara, they brought B'tuma, in which case you would not have the option of Tashlumim. So look at the Gemara now, then we'll look at Rashi. So the Gemara explains that man de amar ein tashumim the Pesach ababa tuma, that you don't have a situation of tashumim when the Pesach Rishon was brought b'tuma. Why? Kesavar tuma duchuy b'tzibur. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Rav Huna savar tuma duchuy b'tzibur b'kushi huta l'karkiva, with great difficulty do we allow Pesach Rishon to be brought b'tuma. Hilkach lo mashvin le b'tarum. We don't view the Tumei Mesim as being tahor. To allow those who are tamei to be pushed off. However, man damer, the Gemara says, continuing, the man damer, last two lines, yesha tashlumim lepesach hababa tuma. There is a makeup for the tuma zav when Pesach Rishon was brought, but tuma's meis. Kesavra, they hold tuma hutra b'tzibur, and therefore, when the tamei mason brought it, Pesach Rishon, we view it as if regular tahor people were bringing it, as Rashi says, umashvin lepetarim, and therefore, it's a classical case where dachu zavin l'sheni, where the zavin do have the opportunity to make it up. Pesach Sheni. So the machlokas here is whether tuma hutra b'tzibur or tuma d'choyi b'tzibur. That's the initial suggestion of the Gemara. And the Gemara rejects this and says in the very last line of Ein of Peyam and Alf here, Amri lo nachu d'choyi ama tuma d'choyi b'tzibur. Everybody agrees that's viewed as tuma. But hopefully they're arguing about the following. Mar Savar, one holds that tara madche tuma lo madche. Umar Sava Afil Tuma Nami Madhi. No, everybody agrees, Tuma Duchui B'tzibur, which means that we acknowledge that people were Tamei when they brought the carbon Pesach Rishon. It came a Tuma. But the question is, do only carbon Pesach Betara, does that allow Tamei people to be pushed off? Or even when Pesach Rishon was brought B'tuma, even that will allow for Tashumim. That's the Machlokas according to the Gemara. What the exact Svar is unclear, but they want to know whether or not the Tashum opportunity exists in the context of Rishon Haba B'tuma. So now the Gemara says one last scenario before we go to the new Mishnah. Itmar, hayu shlishisan zavin, if a third of them is zavin, ushlishasan tahorin, and third are tahor, ushlishisan are tmei mesim. That's the scenario. So what's the din here? So amarav mani bar patish. Osan tmei mesim, ain osan lo asarishon v'lo asasheni. This is another scenario where tmei mes people don't bring the Pesach this year, the Karim Pesach this year. Why not? Rishon lo avdu, why can they bring the Pesach Rishon? Because higdilu zavin ala tarim de lo avdi betuma. So have le tuma mesim miuta. Because since the zavim cannot bring the Pesach Rishon betuma, you put them in the camp of the tarim people, right? So what happens? What happened? The only time that tumas meis tuma could be docha Pesach Rishon is if tamei people are rof, who are bringing the carbon are rof. But since it will only be a miut to bring the carbon, because the tuma zav cannot bring Pesach Rishon. So it ends up being, you only have a miut of tuma people bring the carbon, so that's a docha Pesach Rishon. Now the flip side, again, that omiut lo avda berishon. But why can't they do sheni? B'sheni lo avdu, because now nitzifru zavim in tamei mesim, the lo avdu berishon. So now what happens was that tamei mes people didn't bring Pesach Rishon, neither did tuma zav bring Pesach Rishon. Turns out, havalu ruba, it's a rov of the tzibur who didn't bring Pesach Rishon, and the din is ruba lo matri le Pesach Sheni. The rov cannot do Pesach Sheni, only yechidim could do Pesach Sheni. And for this reason, in this case, a third, do not go ahead and bring, the Tamei Mes cannot bring Pesach Rishon, nor can they bring Pesach Sheni? Okay, that ends a bit of confusing scenarios about different percentages of Tumas Meis versus Zav and Tahorin. So now the Gemara goes on to a slightly different topic, but related. Mission begins on Payam and Bezir. HaPesach Shenizrach Damo, V'Charkach Nod Deshutame, HaTzitz Merate. Let's say the Karm Pesach, where the blood was sprinkled, and then afterwards they realized that it was Tameh, that either the blood of the Karm Pesach itself was Tameh, but they only figured this out after the fact. So since this was B'dieved, the Tzitz is Meratzah, and the people who brought the Karm Pesach do not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But if it were the opposite, if they knew about it first, and then yet nonetheless they shechted and did Zrika the Pesach, that sounds like from the Mishnah that you would not work, you'd have to bring the Pesach Sheni. So then the Mishnah says, Nitma HaGuf, if let's say the person himself, the Baal, became Tameh, Ein HaTzitz Meratzah, we already saw this, that the Tzitz is not Meratzah on the Baal, it's only Meratzah on the carbon. So that we know already. And then finally the Mishnah says, Nitma Tumas Hatahom Hatzitz Meratzah. What's Tumas Hatahom? So the Gemara explains here, rather Rashi explains here, you see Rashi, Nitma Gufo B'Tumas Hatahom. Let's say the Baal, even though Baal, the Baal is Tameh, the Tzitz is not Meratzah on him, but the Baal is Tameh B'Tumas Hatahom, which is Tumas Safek, K'dibafarish B'Gemara. We're going to see, I think, on tomorrow's daf, there's something called Tumas HaTahom, where there's a Suffolk Tumah, there's a special din Halach HaMosh Sinai to Hutra Tumah HaSatom Lehem. The Halach HaMosh Sinai tells us that the Baal becomes Suffolk B'Tumah, so then the Tzitz is Meratzah for that particular person. So this is the mission. So Gemara now says, Taima, the reason is the Dinizrak V'Harkach, no, the only reason why the Tzitz is Meratzah on the Karm Pesach that was Nidma is because first they did the Zrika, and they only figured out after the fact that it was actually Tameh, so then it's acceptable based on the Tzitz. Aval, but the opposite. Noda, v'acharkach nizrak, if they were aware that the Basar or Dam was Tameh, and then they did the Zrika anyways, lo merasa, the Ritzoy of the Tzitz would not take effect. Gemara says, really? We're minhu. We have a statement. Ama Tzitz merasa. What's the Tzitz merasa on? Al Adam, al Basar, al Chelef. Shenidma, Bain b'shogeg, bain b'mezid, bain b'oz, bain b'rasin, bain b'yachav, bain b'tzibur. We see that tzitz merasin in every scenario, even if it's done b'mezid, meaning even if the guy was noda, v'charkach nizrak, it says that the tzitz merasin afil b'mezid. So how come the Gemara is medayik otherwise from the Mishnah? So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, tumaso, bain b'shogeg, bain b'mezid, kama. What does it mean b'mezid? Mezid doesn't mean you did the zrik of b'mezid, it means when you became tamei b'mezid. But then the guy forgot about it, and then he did the Zrika B'shogeg, that's when it's Hurtza. So Ravina Amar Ravina, Tumaso, Bain B'shogeg, Bain B'mezid. He became Tameh, even either accidentally or in purpose he became Tameh, Kama. Hurtza Zrikaso, B'shogeg. So then if the Zrika was done B'shogeg, forgetting about that he was Tameh, it's acceptable. But Hurtza B'mezid, if he willingly did the Zrika, knowing he was Tameh, Lo Hurtza, that would actually not work, and therefore the Mishnah, the Deek for the Mishnah, is actually in line with this statement of the Tzitz and Mratza or the Shogeg and Mezid. That's Ravina's understanding. Rav Sheila Amar, Zrikasa, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Hurtza. So he felt, no, the Zrika, even if the Zrika was done B'Mezid, it would actually still be acceptable. So he reads the Mishnah, the Brisa here, Zrikasa, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Hurtza, Tumaso b'shogeg hurtza b'mezid lohurtza. He explains that, but when he became Tameh, if he became Tameh accidentally, and then he did the Zrika bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, that's acceptable. But if he became Tameh b'mezid, and then he did the Zrika, even if the Zrika was done b'shogeg, that it wouldn't work. So he's saying, he's shifting the focus from the Zrika onto the Tumah. They're swapping cases of the Zrika versus the Tumah. So now, according to Rav Sheila, what would happen is, how does he understand this case here? Elahadda katani, that which it says, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, hachi kamar. Nidma b'shogeg, v'zaroko bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, ha'hurtza. So if he became tamei b'shogeg, and then they did the zrika, whether it was done willingly or not willingly, whether it was done accidentally or not, that's acceptable. Even b'mezid works, though, you see from this, though. The Zrika B'mezid will work. So it sounds like Afilu Noda V'Acharkach Nizrak would be acceptable. As long as the Tumah was B'shogeg, he became Tameh B'shogeg, the Zrika could be done B'mezid and be acceptable. But that's not what the Mishnah says. V'Hadda Gatani, that which our Mishnah says, Dam Shinizrak V'Acharkach Noda, only if he did the sprinkling and then became aware of afterwards, is it acceptable? Taima D'Nizrak V'Acharkach Noda, Avaba, we made a dik. If he was Noda, V'Acharkach Nizrak Nilo, if he was aware of it, it was done B'mezid, the Zrika, it wouldn't be good. That goes against Rav Sheila's understanding. Where it says no. Hu Adin, our Mishnah says, Afilu Noda, V'Acharkach Nizrak, really, even if he was aware of it and been made to the zrika, it would be acceptable to tzitzim rata as long as the initial nitma was b'shogeg. But hide the katani. The reason why the Mishnah chose that particular case only of nizak v'acharkach noda, not to make a diak versus noda v'acharkach nizak, rather mishum debay lemisse wanted to set up the seifa, because the seifa of the Mishnah is nitma guf eina tzitz maratza. If the person, the baal, becomes tamei, the tzitz is not maratza and the tumas guf. Afilu nizak v'acharkach noda. Even if he was first did the zrika and only was aware after the fact, even in that case, which you would think the tzitz is maratza lo, then that doesn't work. Katani reisha nami nizak v'chakach noda. It wanted to set up the case here that the tit is not maratza on tumas guf, even if it was a nizrak case v'chakach noda. Even in that case, it's not the tit is not maratza. So that's why we set up in the case of the tumah of the basar was also a situation of nizak v'chakach noda. But the truth is, even noda v'chakach nizrak by tumas basar would also be acceptable by the tzitzis maratza, according to Rav Shela's understanding. So this is machlokas Ravina Rav Shela, how to understand the effects of the tzitz. So now the Gemara is understanding the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah we had said that the baal, the owner of the carbon, is tumas tom. He has a suffix tumah, that is a tzitzis maratza. Even though that in general the tzitz is not maratza on tumas aguf, tumas abal, but if it's tumas suffix, which is tumas tom, there the tzitz is maratza. So now the Gemara wants to know, by Rami Bar Chama, Kohen Hamaratza b'karbanoseim huchulo tumas hatom olo. Our Mishnah only says that the baal is going to become tower from the tzitz with tumas hatom. But let's say the Kohen who's bringing the carbon, he has a suffix tumah. He's tumas tom. Will the tzitz ultimaratza on the Kohen or only on the baal? So Gemara elaborates. Do we say mi'amrinan ki gemiri tumas hatom b'baalim but b'kohen lo gemiri? The whole concept that the tzitz is maratza and tumas atom is only halacha moshe mishinai. Halacha moshe mishinai is typically very limited. Whatever we know. What we don't know, we don't know. We can't extrapolate typically from a halacha moshe mishinai. So do we say that the halacha moshe mishinai only dictates that there's a heter kula for the baal, but it didn't say anything about the kohen and it doesn't work for the kohen? Or dilma perhaps bezivcha gemir. Maybe the tradition was on the carbon that's being brought, and lo shna b'kohen, lo shna b'baalim. Shouldn't make a difference whether it's the kohen who's involved in the carbon or the baal is involved in the kohen, in the carbon rather. Tumas hatom is tahor, having anything having to do with the carbon. So in other words, does it apply to the kohen as well, or does it not apply to the kohen? So what's the answer? So Gemara has the following brisa, tries to make a diuk from the following brisa. So Amr Rava, Tashma, Detani Rabbi Chia had a brisa, lo amru tumas hatom, ela, lemeis bilvad. So the Gemara says that the only time tumas hatom, that halacha moshe Sinai, is metaher tumas atom. It's only tumas atom of tumas meis. But if it's some other tumas sheret, tumas zav, something else, that actually would not work. It's only a halacha moshe Sinai by tumas meis, by tumas atom. So Gemara says, which case is it coming to exclude? Meis, mutemai. Which type of tumah is not subject to this din of tahara of halacha moshe Sinai? My lav lamute tumas atom disheretz. It must be that tumas atom is only tahor by tumas meis. But tumas hatom of sheretz is not tahor. So what's the case of tumas hasheretz? When is a tumas hatom of sheretz that's relevant? B'mayaskin, what's the case here? I neima b'baalim. We're referring to the baal. The baal's tumas tom of sheretz. U'b'man. And what type of case? Iba nazir. So we're talking about right now a person who's a nazir who experiences tumas hatom the sheretz. That's what we're saying is halacha mishpitzina does not make him tahor. Where it says iba nazir mi mahanibe. We don't care about tumas sheretz by nazir. Only thing that affects a nazir is tumas meis. So why that should even be on the radar? Mima hanibe, does it affect him, tumas sheretz? Ki yamos meis alav amar achmana. Only when he encounters tumas meis is he subject to all the dinim of a nazir. So we can't be talking about a baal and a nazir being affected by tumas hatom of sheretz. Ela, bose pesach. Must be talking about a pesach case. A person who's bringing carbon pesach, and he goes ahead and he's involved in tumas hatom of sheretz. That's what Gemara says. Although tumas atom of mace, it becomes tahor by the tzitz. Tumas atom of a sheretz is not tahor from the tzitz. The Gemara says, wait a second. Hanich l'mandamer, this makes sense. If you hold ein shoch din v'zorken al tumay sheretz. We saw this machlokus. That if a person is tamay tumay sheretz today or Pesach, he cannot bring the karm Pesach that night. That makes sense. Okay. But if he's tumas at the home also, the tzitz is a maratza from either, whether it's vade tumas sheretz or suffek tumas sheretz, this guy cannot go ahead and be involved in the Karim Pesach. So that makes sense. Okay, that's what's coming to exclude. But if you hold, elman damar shochten v'zorkin al tamei sheretz, that if a person is tamei tumas sheretz er Pesach, you could go ahead and bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf, because by the evening, he'll be tahor. So then, what's the chiddush here? Hasha tuma yadua hutulo. If the guy's vadai tuma sheretz, you could bring a Karban Pesach on behalf. Certainly, if it's only tumas at home, if it's only a suffik, lo kol shegein. Certainly, you should be able to bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf. You don't need this special din of Alach Meshretzina and Tzitz to even speak of. So that can't be what's coming to exclude. So Ella must be lav bekoin. So must be referring to we exhausted every opportunity, every possibility of it being the Baal. So it can't be the Baal anymore. So now let's focus, it must be the Kohen. So must it not be saying that the Kohen, Shema Amina, Huchilo, Tumas Atom. I mean, what the statement is saying here is that now we establish it referring to the Kohen, not the Baal. And the Brisa says that Lo Amr Tumas Atom Ela Lameis Bavad, that the only time that the Tzitz is Maratza is in Tumas Atom of a mace, but not Tumas Atom of the Sheretz. And the focus here can't be on the Baal, because we said the Baal doesn't need that din. It must be the Kohen. So although for the Kohen, Tumas Atom of Sheretz doesn't work, the Tzitz is Maratza for him, it is Maratza in the Kohen, who is Tumas Atom of Tumas Meis. So that proves our point here, that a Kohen is subject to this Kula of the Tzitz is Maratza based on Lach Lamoshe Mesinai. Fine. Gemara says this is not a conclusive Raya. Amr of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Lo, not true. Li Olam Bebailim Upesach, Ulamute Tumas Hatom Deziva. Right, why are we always focused on Tumas Sheretz? Whether you're Shochlim Vizorkin and Tumas Sheretz, or not Shochlim Vizorkin and Tumas Sheretz, there's Tumas Ziva. If the guy, the Baal, was Tumas Zav, the din is that if it's a Safik case of Tumas Zav, even though we already established before, if the guy's Vadai Tumas Zav, he certainly cannot bring Karban Pesach. But what if it's a Safik Tumas Zav? Maybe he can bring the Karban Pesach? The Gemara says no, that the din of Tumas Atom only applies to Tumas Mace, that it's his Maratza, but it's not Maratza on the Tumas Atom of the Ziva. It has nothing at all to do with the Kohen. Let's recap quickly. The Gemara started off with a situation of Mechsa, Mechsa, half and half of Tame Vitara, and we want to know whether or not one person could tip the scale or two people. That was Machlokas according to the Tanakhama versus Rabbi Elazar ben Amasya. Rabbi Elazar ben Amasya brought a Raya based on the positive that you need two people to tip the scale. And then we had Machlokas when an entire Shevet, or perhaps a Rov of a Shevet, becomes Tame, whether they do separately, or perhaps it becomes a case of half and half, how do we view a one Shevet. Then we discussed the situation half and half, and you metame one person sheretz to tip the scale. I mean, you hold back and forth why that situation. And then Ula suggested send one guy outside the machane, make him derech rechoka, that will tip the scale in the other direction. And then they go out a situation of rov zav and miut or tame meis. They can't perform the Karban Pesach in Rishon because only miut are tame meis, but they also can't perform Pesach Sheni because the rov of the tzibur didn't do Pesach Rishon in that situation. Then we had a discussion of rov tame meis and miut zav. If the rov was done, if Tzibur did the Karban Tuma, Karban Pesach Betuma, do the Zavim have the opportunity still of bringing Tashlum and Pesach Sheni in a situation where Reit Rishon was brought Betuma? That was Machlokas in the Gemara. And then we had in the Gemara the case of a third Zavim, a third Torah, and a third Tumei Mesim. That was also another scenario where Tumei Mesim cannot bring Pesach Rishon, nor can they bring Pesach Sheni. Then the next Mishnah told us about if it was Nizak v'Charkach no deshutame, the Tzitz is Meratze. The Tzitz is Meratze only in Bas V'Dam, but it's not Meratze on a Guf. But even though Tzitz is not Meratze on Tumas Guf, if it's Tumas Guf B'Tahom of a Suffolk, the Tzitz would be Meratze based on Halacha Moshe Sinai. And then we had a whole discussion whether it's true if it's only if he knew about it after the fact, but if he knew about it beforehand, and then did the Zrika, then the Tzitz wouldn't be Meratze, or no, even in that case, the Tzitz would be Meratze, and two ways how to read the effectiveness of the Tzitz. And then finally, I had the whole question whether Tumas Atom applies to Kohen as well or not, and we tried to bring a Raya, but the Raya was not conclusive. Okay, we'll stop here, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.